From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The 88-year-old founder of the Special Olympics and the younger sister of the late President John F. Kennedy, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, has died at a hospital in Massachusetts. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Shriver spent her life fighting for recognition, rights, and decent treatment for people with mental retardation. Part of a family that valued sports and competition, Shriver has said she was furious over the rejection her older sister Rosemary suffered, battling a mild mental disability at a time when many were ashamed of children with intellectual disabilities.
I never met Rosemary, never knew anything about handicapped children. How would I have ever found out? Because nobody accepted them any place. So where would you find out? Unless you had one in your own family.
The Special Olympics evolved from a summer camp Shriver started at her Maryland home for children and adults with mental disabilities. In a 2007 speech, Shriver said in addition to believing that her life was about making a difference, it was also about her family, her parents, husband, children, and grandchildren. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is heading out on the road this hour. He'll be traveling to New Hampshire to hold a town hall meeting on his proposals to overhaul the nation's health care system. The meeting could get boisterous. Members of Congress have been greeted with heated debates over the issue at their own town hall meetings. The European Union says detained democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi must be released. And the EU warns Myanmar's government that it faces further sanctions for extending her house arrest. Terry Schultz has details from Brussels.
European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says Suu Kyi is being held for what he called fabricated reasons. Commission spokesman Ton van Lierop relayed Barroso's call for her release.
The sentence of Aung San Suu Kyi to further detention is unjustified and unacceptable on all accounts.
Barroso also warned the Myanmar authorities that setting her free would be not just the humanitarian thing to do, but also politically wise. The EU already has a wide range of sanctions in place on the regime in Myanmar, such as an arms embargo, an asset freeze, and travel bans. But the current Swedish presidency of the EU has announced it will respond with further targeted measures against the government and possibly further humanitarian aid for the people. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The government says worker productivity surged this past spring by the largest amount in almost 6 years. The Labor Department says productivity rose at an annual rate of 6.4% in the second quarter. The report also shows labor costs plunged more than expected, but that could be more of a reflection of aggressive cost-cutting amid the recession. Also, the Commerce Department says businesses slashed their inventories at the wholesale level for a record 20th consecutive month in June, an indication that businesses can continue to be cautious. On Wall Street right now, stocks are down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 92 points, and NASDAQ is down 26. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says those behind the sexual violence in Congo must be prosecuted. Clinton toured a refugee camp in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo today and met with Congolese President Joseph Kabila. Clinton says the U.S. supports the government's fight against militias in the region, but adds that it needs to do more to protect civilians in the process. Clinton is on a seven-nation, 11-day trip through Africa. She is due to head to Nigeria next. Large wildfires have blackened more than 7,000 acres of pine forest in Colorado's San Juan Mountain Range. One fire is largely under control, while the other is just 25% contained. From member station KDNK in Carbondale, Colorado, Marilyn Gleason reports.
The two fires in southwestern Colorado have charred thousands of acres of national forest in just over a week. More than 200 firefighters, aided by a helicopter and air tanker, fought the flames, which grew on Monday, fanned by dry, warm, windy weather. The fires are burning in remote, unpopulated terrain, and for now are threatening only a few temporary structures. Spokesman Eric McPrice says the fire season is off to a slow start.
The fire season really hasn't picked up until just within the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Fire managers are no longer concerned that the two fires will merge. For NPR News, I'm Marilyn Gleason in Carbondale, Colorado.
In California, hundreds of firefighters are battling a wildfire north of Santa Barbara. The Forest Service says the fire has burned more than 14,000 acres in the San Rafael Wilderness. No homes are threatened and no injuries are reported, but a dozen campgrounds were evacuated after the fire erupted on Saturday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.